new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
It is going to be Mountain Home's ball to start the second quarter as they lead Harrison 21-5. Here is Husky into the front court. Throws over to Yonkers on the left side. She's going to dribble into the paint. Gives up top to Rittenberg. Over to Husky on the right. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds knocked around. Controlled by McCarn. She's going to go back up with it. Good.
Yeah, Bailey Rittenberg. Good job getting her hand on that on the offside. And look here. We're running and jumping Brooklyn. Brooklyn just throwing the ball away like she did in Mountain Home.
Right into the hands of Parker Husky. Now Husky's pass was knocked away by Mitchell. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. Mountain Home will inbound it underneath their basket. As we're 27 seconds into this second quarter, it's a 23-5 lead for the Lady Bombers.
This is what we did at Mountain Home. We would run and jump and kind of come catch Brooklyn from behind. And, you know, when we do that, she just turns and wants rid of the ball and throws away. They got Lakin again on a illegal screen.
Offensive foul away from the ball. Lakin Moore picks up her second personal foul. That is the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. So she is going to come out of the game as Liffy Fossness comes back in. 7:29 left to play in the half. Mountain Home up by 18.
Yeah, Lakin not happy over on the bench right now.
Yep. Well, she was, as hot as she is, she's got 10 already. She might want to keep going, but at the moment, they're going to keep her on the bench with her second foul. But here's Massagel with it on the right side. She's going to dribble to the low block. Shot's partially blocked, and Fosnes comes up with the ball.
Livy Fosnes again. She is just a rebound machine. Good pass. Oh!
Eliza Barger was there to knock it away. A good heads up play by Barger there.
It was a good pass. Barger had her head turned. Jayla faked like she was going one side, tried to throw it across court. Barger just enough, get enough hand on it to knock it out of bounds.
7:06 left to play in the half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 23-5. Ball is up top with Yonkers. She dribbles to the right side. Now gives up top to Rittenberg. Over on the left side to Husky. Husky will take the screen. Picks up a drill, gives up top to McCarn. Over to Rittenberg on the right. Rittenberg will dribble to the elbow, throws over to Husky on the left wing, gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the elbow, 7 left on the shot clock, balls with Rittenberg on the right side. She dribbles towards the low block. Down, they're going to have to put the shot up, and she does beat the buzzer, but they did not hit the rim, so that is a shot clock violation, and that will be a turnover against Mountain Home.
Mountain Home just a little unselfish on that play. It looked like, you know, a couple times Parker could have pulled a three, Bailey could have pulled the three. You know, they're just a little hesitant trying to get into the flow of the offense.
Mitchell into the front court, gives it to Barger. Back to Mitchell. Mitchell's met by a double team, gives it to Barger at the left elbow. We're on the right, goes to Webb. Her three-point won't go.
Defense. Mountain Home is doing a really good job kind of coming off on those screens, double-teaming those screens, getting the hands out, getting the balls out, the shooters, and making other people beat us. And right now, they're just not hitting shots.
Husky drills towards the lane, gives out on the right side to Rittenberg. Now to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles up top, goes towards the free throw line, goes into the lane for the runner. No good, but a foul call. And Jayla Yonkers heading to the line for the first free throws of the night for either team.
Yeah, that's where Jayla right there, great job by the sophomore. And that's in the last few games, Matt, that's what we weren't seeing from her, right? We weren't seeing her look to get downhill and turn. She would turn and try to make that guarded pass down low right there. She put her head down, let everything clear, was patient, drew the foul, got to the line.
And hits the first free throw. That foul was on Brooklyn Mitchell. It's her first personal foul, team foul number one. Here in the second quarter against Harrison. Second free throw wouldn't go, but McCarn chased down the offense rebound. Ball's rotated to Yonkers for the long three-pointer. Good.
Jayla says, I don't want one, I want three. Anna, go do your thing and hit me back out here for a wide-open triple.
9 on the night for Yonkers. Ball goes down into the paint to Jones. She will kick it out to Webb in the left corner. Her three-pointer won't go. And McCarn with another rebound.
Golly, the rebounding for the Lady Bombers is just on point tonight.
Yonkers with it. Gives it to Husky. He'll set up the offense. Harrison in the man-to-man. Ball goes over to Rittenberg on the right side. She loses the handle of the ball, but gets it back, gives it to Husky on the right wing, gives it down in the lane
to
McCart. She finds Bosses in the lane, underneath the basket, all by herself for the layup.
Matt, if we can start going post-to-post passing when we get guarded, man, watch out for this Lady Bomber team.
29-5, Mount Tom up, 5:04 left to play in the half. Here's Barger with it. Throws it to Massengill in the left corner. Her pass knocked away. Ball's being fought for and stolen by Yonkers.
Libby Foston's getting a hand on it.
Husky back the other way. She will throw it to Rittenberg on the left wing. And she's called for the travel. Yep. She did.
Yep.
Sager Clem is coming in for Harrison as she will replace Annabelle Massengill.
We'll give a shout out to some Minnesota folks, Brian Ensign up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Watching, that's going to be Livy Foster's probably great uncle, maybe that what it was somewhere in there. Yeah. But Mr. Bob down here wanted to make sure to give a shout out to his brother Brian.
Here's Mitchell with it up top, gives over on the right side to Jones, who drills to the low block, puts up the turnaround jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound, and we'll find Barger in the paint for the jumper. That won't go. And this time, let's see, it's going to be a foul call against Harrison.
Yep. Anna McCarn just going to work, going to getting a rebound. That's already 17 rebounds for the Lady Bombers.
I believe they're going to give that one to Lila Jones. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against Harrison here in the second quarter. Anna McCarn checks out of the game as Sarah Williams comes in for the first time tonight. 5'9 junior for the Lady Bombers. 29-5, Mount Tom up. Here's Husky into the front court with 4:16 left to play in the half. Ball goes over to Yonkers on the left side. She drills up toward the top. Gives it back to Husky on the wing. Up top to Williams. Over to Rittenberg on the right. Rittenberg takes the screen. An offensive foul. They're going to get Sarah Williams for the illegal screen.
Yeah, they're on the lookout for that tonight as the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, they are. Sarah Williams picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. Mitchell walks the ball across the timeline. Gives it to Barger in the paint. She puts up the jumper. Good. Eliza Barger with her first 2 points of the night. And that breaks Harrison's long scoring drought. 29-7 our score. 3:46 left to play in the half. Yonkers with it into the paint. Paint gives it a tough top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles to the right elbow. Now to Williams. Over to Husky on the right side. Down on the low block to Foster. She puts up the layup. Won't go. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Webb.
Yeah, had a good point blank look right there. Livy's not going to miss many of those shots.
Here's Mitchell with it on the low block. She goes up for the layup and hit the bottom of the iron. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Rittenberg. She loses the handle of the ball. She gets into the front court. Gets it back. Now gives up top to Yonkers. Over Rittenberg on the right side. She'll take the screen, dribble to the free throw line, throws over to Husky on the left wing, down near the corner to Yonkers. Her three-pointer, good!
Zayla's due tonight. I love seeing it. Love seeing it from a sophomore.
And she's now double figures with a dozen. 32-7, Mount Tom up. 3 minutes left in the half.
Trying to get Neil Den to look. We talked about this before the game. I told him I thought Zayla was due a big one. Trying to get his reaction from it here.
And Mitchell's fouled. She tried a layup there in the lane. Foul's going to be on Libby Fossus. First personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. So Brooklyn Mitchell will be shooting Harrison's first free throws of the night. First shot is up. Rolls around, no good. 2:55 left as Mitchell will have one more to shoot. She's got 2 points so far.
Yeah, you know, when she came to Mountain Home, she had 4 points total in that game at Mountain Home, and they were off free throws. And so far tonight, she's got two, and Mountain Home's doing a really good job holding her at bay.
She missed both free throws, but Margaret got the offensive rebound. She puts it back up. They can't get that one to go, and this time the rebound comes to Sarah Williams.
Harrison, they're just missing layups. Mountain Home is too, but Harrison just on the offensive end has no answer.
Here is Husky into the front court. 2:36 left to play in the half. Ball goes to Williams at the free throw line. Back up top to Husky. Husky will dribble to the right elbow. Throws it to Rittenberg. Thought about the three. Now instead she'll dribble down to the low block. Going in for the layup. Rolls. Will not go. Fossus gets offense rebound. She puts it back up and in.
There we go. Good take by Bailey, though, to press the issue. Get the ball up on the rim. Let Livy Fossus go to work.
She's got eight on the night. 34-7. Lady Bombers up. 2:10 left to play in the half.
Tell you what's real exciting for me is the fact that we're seeing Livy pick up right where she left off.
The three by Jones on the right side, no good. Mount Tom got the rebound. They're back the other way. Here's Fossus dribbling into the lane. She'll be fouled before any shot attempt.
You know Livy's playing good and feeling good. She looked up and had Sarah Williams back behind her with her hands right there. She's like, no, I'm taking this ball out of the hole.
as Lila Jones' second personal foul. Team foul number three against Harrison here in the second quarter. Sarah Williams checks out of the game as Anna McCarn comes back in. And immediately Anna McCarn takes an inbound pass in the lane, puts up the jumper, good.
Nice little inbound post-to-post screen down there. Getting Anna McCarn wide open, throwing that ball up high where only she can get it.
McCarn with six on the night. 36-7, Mountain Home up. 1:43 left in the half.
Now, do you have to be up 30 in the fourth quarter or
yes.
30 at any point in the game?
No, it's 30 in the fourth quarter. Yep.
I'll say we're about to be up 30 in the second quarter.
Ball goes over on the right side to Barger. To Jones just outside the lane. She drills into the paint, now kicks out to Barger. Barger drills toward the elbow. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Webb. Up top now to Mitchell. Thought about the three. Instead, she's going to drill toward the low block. Now kicks it back out to Jones. Five left on the shot clock. Ball goes down to Clemens. Now over to Webb on the left corner. Her three-pointer beat the shot clock. No good, but Harrison got the offensive rebound.
Well, that's something that'll drive a coach crazy. You play great defense for 35 seconds, make them take a bad shot, and then give up the rebound.
The layup wouldn't go, and Mountain Home got the rebound this time. Here is Rittenberg with her jumper at the elbow. No good. Offense rebound from McCarn. She'll kick it back out to Rittenberg. Mountain Home gets a fresh 35 with less than a minute left to play in the half.
That's 23 rebounds for the Lady Bombers already.
Huskies three-pointer on the right side. No good, and the rebound comes to Barger. 44 seconds left to play in the half. Ball up top with Jones. Over on the left side to Mitchell. Looks like Lakey and Anderson's going to check in at the next available time if she gets to. Right now, there's about a 13-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Here is Mitchell with it on the left side. She's going to dribble to the free throw line. Down to 10 left to shoot. Ball goes over on the left side now to Jones. Jones going to dribble into the lane for the runner. Rolls around and falls in.
Yeah, Anna McCarn rotated over just a little too late. Made her take a tough shot, but once she got the fall.
Jones with her first 2 points of the night. 8 seconds left to play in the half as Husky has it up top. Down to four. Husky is going to put up the long three-pointer.
Yeah! Yes, sir. Look at the bench coming over there, hitting Parker.
Parker Husky with the three-pointer to beat the buzzer, and Mount Tom's going to take a 30-point lead into the locker room.
Let's go.
Wow, what a first half for Mount Tom.
Yeah, that's unbelievable first half for the Lady Bombers.
So we'll come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in a moment. Right now, our score, Mountain Home leading Harrison at the break 39-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or